Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is finally Friday. It is October 10th. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are ready to go. Made it to the weekend. How you doing?
I'm good. It's Good Friday. I'm so excited just to relax this weekend.
It's not Good Friday, though, technically.
No, you're right.
I was like, wait, I think that's in April.
Excuse me.
But it is a good Friday, right?
It's a great Friday. It's not Good Friday. It's a great Friday.
Some people are like, oh my gosh, what month is it?
I got to start putting my stuff for Lent in.
I know. That's why I was like, I didn't give up anything this year. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for the correction. Yeah, I'm just excited for the Aces game tonight. It's going to be a relaxing one for me. I know you have a busy weekend, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm working NASCAR this weekend. It's back in town, South Point 400. So I'm really excited about that. But yeah, it's a busy one. So the races are actually starting later this year. So I don't have to be out there as early as I usually do, which is nice. But yeah, so I'll be out there Saturday and Sunday. Looking forward to it, though. It's always a fun weekend. I love racing. I love NASCAR. And so, yeah, really looking forward to that.
Is the rain going to affect the races at all this weekend, or are they giving you any like heads ups?
Well, I haven't heard anything yet. Supposedly it's supposed to clear out by tomorrow. Like there might be a little bit in the morning, but yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't affect it. Last time I checked it shouldn't, but you know, you can never predict anything. Yeah, it says sunny tomorrow, 81.
So no kidding.
The weather would be absolutely perfect. I'd love that.
The muggy weather this morning, though, right?
No, seriously. It was so humid, and I know we shouldn't complain because we are dry all the time, but I got into my car this morning. I was like, ugh.
No kidding.
It just feels sticky. This is what people in Miami have to deal with? No, thank you.
Yeah, I'd rather do the dry weather than the muggy, humid weather, but it's funny because my car is on the outside, so I don't have like a garage or anything, or it's not parked under an awning or anything. So my car was super wet getting into my car this morning, and then the roads were super slick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where I'm at in the Silverado Ranch area. And when I went to turn onto the main road, I actually hydroplaned.
That's happened to me before. These roads are so slick.
I can't tell you the last time I ever hydroplaned ever in my car. And I forget, like when your car hydroplanes, it comes out with the light on your car, like like it's hydroplaning. Like, hey, Jason, you're hydroplaning. I'm like, oh, okay. Thank God there was no cars around.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of like my warm up to the morning.
Did your driving instincts kick in and were you able to take control of it? Because I like that. That's always tricky. Like you have to turn into the skid and make sure that you regain control of it.
No.
I was you're like,
I'm like, I've lost control. I'm out. If this is the end, then it was a great life.
Oh, gosh. No. Don't say that.
All morbid.
Remember, it's Good Friday.
Come on. Thank you. No, it's great Friday. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm alive.
Well, we are excited to have you guys with us. It's going to be a good morning. So much happening. We are going to get you those Jonas Brothers tickets. Another pair to give away at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. But let's get things started. It is time. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We are 3 weeks out from Halloween, and that means it is time to get into the Halloween spirit. Steph, you have a game for us this morning.
I do. I like to call it Boovie Trivia.
Boovie Trivia.
Oh, do you like my wannabe Dracula accent?
I love it.
So I'm going to give you a synopsis of a movie or just like a little clue from a movie, and you have to name what movie I'm talking about.
Oh, scary movies. Oh, gosh.
Halloween time movies.
I might need your help, guys, on this one because I don't watch a lot of scary movies because I am a big chicken, but I will try my best.
Some of them are fairly easy. Okay. I think you'll do pretty well, okay?
Okay.
Here is movie number one. Three witch sisters return to Salem after a virgin lights the black flame candle.
That is Hocus Pocus.
Is it Hocus Pocus? It sure is.
The Sanderson Sisters.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Not in its entirety. I know people get on me and like they can't believe it. I started watching it once and I fell asleep. And it wasn't because it was boring. It was just because I was tired that day.
Well, we got to redo this.
I know.
I need to
watch it.
All right. That is 1 point for you, Mercedes. Here is movie number two. A man with a cutting instrument for hands tries to fit into a suburban neighborhood.
Oh, a man with a cutting. Oh, Edward Scissorhands?
Yes, Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yes. I loved that movie. That one wasn't scary to me. He was such a sweet man.
He looked scary, but the premise of it all was he was a great man.
Yes. I love that one.
All
okay.
right, two for two. Here is movie number three. A boy befriends an alien who loves Reese's Pieces.
Oh, that is Alien. No, just kidding. E.T.
Yes!
E.T.
See, easy so far.
These are
easy
good.
So far.
I feel like these are not truly scary movies. They're very, like, sweet movies.
Yeah, the cute, like, Disney movies type deals. Okay, let's get a little bit different.
Okay.
Or am I? Here's movie number four. Skeleton King discovers Christmas and chaos ensues.
Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas.
You are correct.
Is that movie a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie?
I say to me, it's a Halloween movie with Christmas stuff in it.
With a cameo by Christmas.
And Santa or Jack Skellington trying to become Santa.
Okay.
Okay, you're doing great so far, 100%. Now here is movie number five. Kids wear ghost face masks and call you before they kill you.
Scream!
Have you ever seen that movie,
yes,
by the way?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
Why not?
I don't know. There's something about that movie that just, I think it's the ghost face that just trips me out.
Yeah, it's one of those cheesy, scary movies.
Yeah.
Like you more laugh at it than you do like actually get scared. But yeah, that's valid. That mask is kind of creepy.
Yeah. Okay, here's movie number six. A family is haunted by spirits after moving into a new home built on a cemetery. I don't know if you've seen this one.
Let me think here. A movie where they move into a house. Oh, where it's built on a cemetery.
Yes.
Is that the little girl one? That they're here. Oh, what is that called? Poltergeist?
Is it Poltergeist? You are
yes.
correct.
Oh, lucky guess. I did see that as a child.
I was terrified by it.
Oh,
gosh. Okay. I like this next one, right? A creepy family loves snapping their fingers.
Oh, da-da-da-da. The Addams Family.
You are correct.
I literally had to do the snap just to get into character. Wow, that was a good one.
That's a good one,
right? Never saw that one either.
You know, I don't know if I've seen the full movie, but I have seen like little clips from the old time shows.
But I've watched Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So I should probably go back and watch The Addams Family.
All right, let's wrap it up here.
Okay.
Little kids are terrorized by a man with knives for fingers.
Knives for fingers. That's not Freddy Krueger. Is that A Nightmare Before Elm Street?
No. Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes.
Oh, A Nightmare Before Elm Street. Does he really have knives for fingers?
Yeah, I think so. I think he comes out.
Oh my gosh!
And then there's his knives, his fingers.
Does he have a signature phrase? I've never seen Nightmare on Elm Street,
neither.
And I never will.
Freddy Krueger. I don't know. Let's make one up.
I've got knives for fingers.
There it is.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is a finally Friday edition, October 10th. It is just ahead of 6 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for being here. Before we get things started this morning, I have to throw this out there because today is our last day for you to get your nominations in for our October Teacher of the Month. We're looking for an amazing teacher. I know a lot of you are getting up early, getting ready for school. Think about the teacher that you look forward to seeing every day, the teacher that goes above and beyond, and nominate them. It's super easy. You can just go to our website, mix941.fm, and click on the contest tab and tell us why your teacher should be our October Teacher of the Month. We do a random drawing, and one lucky teacher is going to win a $150 Visa gift card from Finley Chevrolet, and then an additional one from Silver State Schools Credit Union. Of course, we get them from that really cool personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So yeah, get those nominations in, and thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. I am so excited that we're going to draw the winner today. So yeah, go to the website on that. It was a rainy day yesterday, but I thought of you, because there was something really cool that was going on. I saw that it is official that Filipino Town is here in Las Vegas.
Yes!
And I know you are a proud Filipina. And so were you excited about that?
Oh, it was so exciting. I was scrolling through Instagram, seeing all of the unveiling of the new Filipino Town sign. You could see all the Congress people and the senators. And I call her Tita Lisa. Tita Lisa is the one that's kind of like putting it all together and making this all happen. And I just love being Filipino. And I don't forget my Mexican culture as well. Don't forget. I always tell my mom's like, don't forget you're Mexican as well. But it's just nice to see it. And when I see like my Filipino aunties and uncles dressed in their like barongs and their Filipinianas, it always ties one thing together for me, for my culture. And that's Filipino food.
That's definitely a staple of the culture that I've observed. And by the way, if you haven't seen this Filipino Town sign, it's over by like the Boulevard Mall and Desert, Maryland, between Desert Inn and Flamingo. And it's like, it's going to be a huge hub now, right?
Yes, exactly. And there's over like 200,000 Filipinos in Las Vegas. So they wanted to recognize our ethnic culture and give us a little city. But yeah, anything that ties into Filipinos, I always start talking about Filipino food.
I don't know a lot about Filipino food, but I do know lumpia, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. I just had some for dinner the other night when we ordered from a place. I was like, get an order of lumpia because
yes!
I love it. Give us some of the background. And what is like that food from your culture that you appreciate so much? Like it is a staple of your upbringing, your background, your culture. 702-364-9400.
I always got to start off with my favorite dish of all time, pork sinigang. And pork sinigang is a soup with pork ribs in it. You can put vegetables from green beans to bok choy. And it's very sour and tamarind based. My absolute favorite.
Which I hear you talk about a lot, and I need to try it because in just that first description, it's like, okay, it's soup. Whoop-de-doo. But now that you kind of talked about the flavors and stuff, okay, I definitely need to try
that. I need to make you a bowl. It's a little hard to like transfer, but yeah. We got to figure it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Another plate that I absolutely love is chicken adobo. Have you ever heard of chicken adobo?
Yes, I have heard of that. But what, I mean, obviously chicken, what's the flavoring on that?
Yeah, the flavoring on it, which is so trippy to me. A lot of aunties make it with soda. They put it in soda so that the flavors really pop out.
I've heard of marinating meat in like Dr. Pepper and root beer before. What kind of soda do they use for that?
I want to say they use a Pepsi or a Coke.
Okay.
Okay. And that is more like of a savory dish and you put it next to a bed of white rice. So good. And they put bay leaves in there as well. But my favorite dessert, have you ever heard of turrón?
No.
Turrón, spelled T-U-R-O-N.
No.
It is looks like lumpia, but really it's like a slice of banana in it.
Ooh.
They fry banana in it. They wrap it up like it looks like a lumpia, but it's not an egg roll. It is so good. It's like brown sugar on top of it. I need to get you some turrón.
Can you that sounds like the perfect thing to dip in like caramel or something.
Yeah. Yes. I don't even think you need dipping, but maybe.
You probably don't.
Is there something from your childhood, maybe it's like a comfort food from your culture that reminds you of home?
Well, my upbringing is Mexican on one side and Hungarian on the other. So my mom used to always make us something called chicken paprikash, which is like a chicken with paprika, and it's a little spicy. And then she would make homemade noodles to eat with that. And then green chili for my Mexican side. Like that's my favorite food in the world. I just love green chili. Brandon. Hey, good morning, Brandon. What is it for you?
Good morning. So for me, like, I am a mix of everything. I'm Black, I'm French, I'm Filipino, and I'm Italian. So a lot of stuff going on. But my family used to always make this awesome dish with Campbell's soup. It's like half cream of chicken, half cream of mushroom, and chicken and onion on rice. And I found out through 800 ancestry DNA that dish is called Geschnitzeltis, and it's from Eastern Germany, Western Switzerland, where part of my family is actually from.
Oh my gosh, it sounds delicious.
It is so good. It is the simplest, easiest college recipe. You can make it fancy, make it simple. Kids love it. It's awesome, and it's cheap.
I think I'm most jealous of your background, Brandon, with all the different backgrounds you have. You have the best meals ever.
Oh, salamat.
Salamat po. Mahal kita, Brandon. Mahal kita.
I love it. That's awesome.
I love how we refer to college meals.
I know, because it's so easy, you know? You think, oh, this is totally a college meal.
My college meal was just spaghetti.
Yeah.
Spaghetti every day.
But was it Filipino spaghetti?
No, it wasn't.
Did you put hot dogs in it?
I should have. Darn it, I'm not a true Filipino.
We've got a lot coming up on the show this morning. Friday, we are ready to get things started. Be listening 7:30. We've got your chance at Jonas Brothers tickets with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have what's trending. The Sphere just locked in its first female headliner. And this isn't just a show. It is a full circle moment with one of the biggest bands of their generation. We're going to talk about it coming up next in what's trending. No Doubt is trending this morning. It's finally happening. No Doubt is taking over the Sphere. Gwen Stefani, Tony Kanal, Tom Dumont, Adrian Young, they are officially reuniting for a 6-night run in May of next year. There were rumors. There was a big orange on the Sphere. And I think a lot of people had it kind of locked in. But now it is officially happening. Just announced this morning. All four of them back on the same stage at one of the most iconic venues in the city. So mark your calendars. May 6th, 8th, 9th, 13th, 15th, and 16th. This is their first extended run of shows in 14 years. Think about that. 14 years. The last time they did anything like this was their seven-night stand in L.A., and that was in back in 2012.
Wow. I'm just so... Okay, I know there were rumors spreading around about, like, different artists, but I'm not going to lie, no doubt threw me for a loop. I had no idea.
That wasn't on my radar at all until yesterday when I started seeing all the clues, and I was like, wait a second. So, yeah, this is not just a comeback. This is definitely a moment, and the timing is perfection because... The announcement lands on the 30th anniversary of Tragic Kingdom.
Oh, that's awesome.
That album defined a generation. I remember I listened to that nonstop. That was one of my favorite albums, so much so that I know now I'm dating myself, wore out a CD of it. Like, I had to buy a second Tragic Kingdom CD because me and my friend Halisa would listen to that over and over and over again. It was my favorite. Their songs are still everywhere, but think about it, like songs just from that album alone, like Just a Girl and Don't Speak, and then you have some of their newer hits, you know, it's gonna be amazing. Goosebumps territory. Gwen says she's fired up about creating a show for this venue because it opens up a whole new creative playground for them. And then Tony was talking about it. He just talked about the electricity when the four of them play together. And it's true. Like, Gwen is great on her own, but there's just something about having the four of them together that makes me so happy.
I love Gwen by herself. That's actually how I knew No Doubt was because when I was a kid, it was Gwen Stefani from No Doubt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a Harajuku Girl
that was
version.
My album. Yes. Love Angel Music Baby. Yes. I was a Harajuku Girl for Halloween one year. That's how much I loved that album. So I really hope that they take the Sphere residency and also do some of the solo stuff of Gwen too.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably will. There's just a lot of room to play with that. And I am so excited. So here's the deal. If you want to go, the artist presale, it starts on Wednesday, October 15th, 10 a.m. If you sign up by the 13th, you that's the only way you can get in on that presale. So you got to sign up now. General on sale kicks off Friday, October 17th, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. This is not just another residency, you guys. This is No Doubt's big Vegas takeover. It's going to be huge. One of those shows people are going to brag about seeing for years to come. So there you go. That's what's trending. Okay, let's do it. Let's do an early edition of Heads Up this morning. 702-364-9400 is our number. We've got tickets to the Nevada Ballet Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet. This is going to be amazing. They do such a good job with their productions, and we want to send you right now. All you have to do is get six answers in 60 seconds in this category. It's Friday. We have one left, and that category is building blocks. If you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Charisse, you're caller 20. Let's do this. Ooh, do you have some help this morning, Charisse?
I do. It's my daughter, Allie. I'm taking her to school. She goes to Faith.
Hey, Allie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, good. I love this. Let's do this. With the three of us working together, we are going to win. Two tickets to Romeo and Juliet up for grabs. The category is building blocks. World Architecture Day was on Monday, so these are all things that are associated with architecture. Okay, guys?
Okay.
I know it sounds daunting, but I think we can do this. All we need is six, okay? You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys do got this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
This is the job that you are if you build buildings for a living or design them. You're a...
Architecture.
Yes. This is, you lay these and you put cement in between them to build like a house. They're red.
Brick.
Yes. This is, in New York, they have tons of these. They're really tall buildings. They're
skyscrapers.
Yes. I have a leak in my, on this, and it's coming into my house. I have a leak up in the what?
Attic.
What covers the attic? The what?
The roof.
Yes. This is if I get in and I press 7 and then I go up 7 floors.
Elevator.
Yes. This is, I'm going to hang out on this outdoor part of my house that comes off of my bedroom and I'm going to sit out here.
Patio.
It's on a second level. It's the what?
Stop.
Yes, Stephanie! Wow! Teamwork, you guys! Nice job!
That's
one. I could tell. I love it. You guys worked together on that, and you just won two tickets to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I am feeling such guilt this morning. I feel so guilty.
Why?
For something. I did something kind of selfish. Have you ever like jumped at the chance to volunteer for something or help with something, but it's because you kind of have a little bit of a hidden motive behind it? I had that moment this week. I am hosting the in-track festivities for NASCAR this weekend out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and really excited. And this week we had a production meeting, just kind of going over a rundown, what time I have to be at this place, who I need to interview at this time, and da-da-da-da. And the director, we're on the Zoom, and they're like based out of North Carolina. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they run the whole show from North. It's crazy, but it's really cool how we have that technology. And he goes, okay. And so he's going down the rundown, and he's like, and so Glenn Powell is the grand marshal. And before they even like made an assignment or anything, I go, I'll interview him.
I bet you will.
And everyone just kind of looked at me and started laughing. And I was like, it was kind of one of those moments of like, I'll volunteer as tribute. You know, I felt like I was Katniss Everdeen there. And so here's the thing. Sometimes when we volunteer, it's not just out of kindness or enthusiasm. Maybe there's a little something else behind it. And yes, I love helping, but also Glenn Powell, hello.
Yeah.
I'd be lying if I didn't say that had anything to do with it. Have you ever done that where you volunteered, but you did it with ulterior motives? You were like, oh, sure, I'll help out. But you kind of had a method behind your madness. Maybe you offered to help your friend move, but only because they have a pool and you want to have access to that pool. Or you signed up to chaperone your kid's field trip, but only because you want to make sure the teacher knows you're the cool parent. Something like that. 702-364-9400.
Yes. Oh my God. This takes me back to 2018. I was still working at my radio station in San Diego. And every summer we do this show called Channel 933 Summer Kickoff Concert. And the lineup that year was stacked, from Iggy Azalea to Miguel to the Chainsmokers. And the one person, the headliner I wanted to see so bad was this guy. Neo,
Las Vegas local.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh. He is my hero. I love him. So, in the when we're working and everyone's giving each other roles, one of the most daunting tasks of that show is editing the interviews extremely fast to go on the air and submit it to the board up back in studio to go live. And it was such a fast pace. Like, no one wanted to do that job. So when they said Neo was going to be the headliner, and if I had a chance to even see him, I was going to take that job. So from like 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., there is me editing as fast as I can. And my producer knew that I wanted to meet him. He took over my job so that I can meet Neo.
Did you get to meet him?
Yes, I even took a picture with him and everything.
Oh my gosh.
My whole heart was made. I was like, I will volunteer this crazy job every single year just to meet my heroes.
When did you have an ulterior motive? 702-364-9400. Did you volunteer for something just so you could get the benefit of something else? Someone just texted. It says, I offered to help my cousin paint his house because I wanted to use his power washer afterwards. Never even picked up a paintbrush. This one says, I signed up to chaperone my daughter's field trip to the aquarium. I just wanted to pet the stingrays. And then this one says, I volunteered to walk my elderly neighbor's dog every morning, not because I'm kind, but because the cute barista at the coffee cart notices me every day with a dog. Ulterior motives. Just speaking of Neo, did you know he has 4 girlfriends?
Yes, I know. Didn't we talk about how they're all cool with it?
Yeah, like he's in a relationship with 4 girlfriends, and they all have like their nicknames: Pretty Baby, Twin Flame, Sexy Little Something, and Phoenix Feather.
What would your nickname be if you were Neo's girlfriend?
Oh,
Mercedes Marmalade.
Glenn Powell Stan. I would definitely be there.
Yes.
We have to think of one for you if you ever get back in.
Sexy Little Lady.
Sweet as Honey Steph. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Picture this. You order something online and you get that sweet notification that says it's been delivered. And by the time you get home, it's gone. Porch pirates strike again. According to new research, Americans lost an estimated $15.7 billion in 2024 from stolen packages. That's 241 million packages swiped off porches across the country. The average loss is about $65 a hit, and 85% of those packages are under $100. But it's not even the amount. It's kind of just that rage of seeing the box and the delivery photo and then empty porch in real life. The most commonly stolen packages were from Amazon at 72%, followed by UPS, FedEx, and then USPS. And then New York, Hawaii, and Wisconsin topped the list for the most porch thefts.
I think it's crazy to me nowadays that this is still going on because of technology with our Ring cameras and stuff. Even things online that I've seen, like, I'm looking for this person, and it's someone straight up getting their packages on their Ring doorbell. I'm like, you don't think you're going to get caught? I don't understand.
The one that I see now, and there was a story about that this morning, was that some delivery drivers are going and they're taking a picture of it there, and then they're picking it up and taking it. And there was this one guy, I forget where he lived, and they set up a whole sting because they were wondering why all his packages are being reported missing. They set up the sting operation on him, and they went to his house, and he had hundreds of packages.
Oh my God.
That he was supposed to deliver, that he did deliver, took the picture, but then took it with him and then took it home.
I laugh because I get a lot of stuff for my dog, and I wish someone would steal some of our packages, like opening it up. Oh, I got something from this girl.
Chew toy.
It's poop bags.
Yeah, that, I mean, when you, the disappointment that they get, at least it's not something good, right?
Right.
Also this morning, you know, Disney is deep in its live action era right now. So some of them have worked, some not so much. Snow White, but next on the list could be Tangled. And the word is Scarlett Johansson is in talks to star, not as Rapunzel. She is reportedly up for Mother Gothel, the villain in the movie. Disney kind of hit the pause on Tangled after their Snow White remake flopped, but after the success of, they're going to see with Lilo and Stitch, they're predicting Mufasa, the Lion King. It's back on the table. Live action Moana is already set to drop next July. So if Scarlett really signs on, she'd be one of Disney's biggest names to lead a villain role in a live action remake.
Can you see her as Mother Gothel?
Not really, but I don't want to underestimate her. And maybe it's just because her looks outright. Obviously, she'd have to have dark hair.
Yeah.
But for Rapunzel, the first person that popped in my mind was Sabrina Carpenter.
I can see her. I know that Mandy Moore voiced the original. I wonder if they would consider her for the actual live action.
I probably, she would have to go for one of the older roles.
You think so?
But and that's no disrespect. It's just, how old is Mandy Moore now? I don't know if it would be believable.
I see what
you
mean.
She's 41.
Yeah.
She might not be able to
play Rapunzel.
Darn it,
she can't pull off like a 16-year-old.
Hey, I would love that. I think she's great.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, you ever look at a couple and think, how in the world did those two end up together? Well, a new survey has found that 1 in 4 couples describe themselves as polar opposites. 73% say they do believe opposites attract, but experts say for it to really work, you should have about 54% in common.
Mm.
Like that's kind of the magic number. The key is shared values. Couples who balance each other's differences, but still align on things like goals and family and boundaries, they tend to make it last. Differences like hobbies, career paths, fitness levels are not as important. But here's the kicker. The longer couples are together, the more they end up meeting in the middle. So they say that, you know, you kind of become your partner.
Yeah.
And I guess it's true for some people where you just kind of melt into the same person. So maybe she's a planner and he's chaotic, but give them a decade and they're gonna kind of match each other.
When you and Matt started dating, would you say that you guys were total polar opposites?
I wouldn't say polar opposites, but we were definitely very different. And I see how we have kind of come together. I was very
Same.
Chaotic. I was kind of messy. He's very clean. And now I've developed his clean habits and things drive me crazy when they're not in their spot and stuff. And then like my music taste has really rubbed off on him. He likes to listen to the kind of music I like.
So, Bia, Bia.
Yeah, exactly. What about you and James?
You know, we're very similar. I would say we're more similar than we are opposites.
I see that. I think
you guys
are very similar. Yeah.
I think opposites or differences, I was kind of like you. I was a little bit all over the place as far as men. Messiness. He's really gotten me on track financially. He's really helped me with that. But when you put us in a room, we're like the same person, personality wise.
Yeah. But I like that. I think it makes you guys seem like you can tell you guys were friends before you got married. And I think that's a really important quality to have, because then you have a really strong foundation.
My ex, on the other hand, we were total opposites. And I'm like, I mean, you can know opposites attract for some cases, but it did not work out
with
us.
They detract there.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1. I have a question for you guys. I am tripping out this morning. I discovered something that in reality wasn't what I thought it was. Let me explain just by asking you this one question. What is the name of the adult undergarment brand that you always hear about on TV, the one where that people wear for bladder leaks? Say it aloud or say it in your head, or even better, Steph, what is it? What is the brand of those adult diapers called?
Isn't it depends?
That's what I thought.
What?
I thought it was depends too. I swear I am so like going crazy about this. So someone was telling me that was not called, they're not called depends. I saw some commercial and I don't even know how it came up, but Matt made a comment like, oh, you know, so-and-so said that those are called depend. And I'm like, no, they're depends. And he's like, no, they're depend. Singular.
What?
My jaw dropped. I go on Google. I look. Those are called depend.
Oh my God, it is.
They're not depends. I thought it, this whole time it was depends. And I'm just like, wait, what happened in my brain that made me think those were called depends? So that sent me straight into a Mandela effect spiral. Have you ever heard of the Mandela effect?
I have, yes.
If you're not familiar with it, it's when a huge group of people remember something one way, but the actual reality says something completely different. And it's named after Nelson Mandela because tons of people swear that they remember him dying in prison in the 1980s. But he didn't. He passed away in 2013.
What?
So some people are saying this is just a false memory that you have. And others say it's alternate timelines. Either way, it messes with your head.
Yeah.
So I went down this Mandela effect spiral. Is there something you remember one way, but because of the Mandela effect, you realize you were wrong? 702-364-9400. I want to see how good your memory is. Okay.
Okay.
Do you remember the name of the Bear family book series that we all grew up with?
I don't.
The Bears. It was the family of bears. Does anyone remember these?
The Bears. Is it like the little bear, the big bear, and the
Berenstain Bears?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
The Berenstain Bears, right?
Yeah.
Yes. The Berenstain Bears.
What is the difference?
Berenstain Bears. I thought it was called, they were the Berenstain Bears. No, they're the Berenstain Bears.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I thought it was Berenstain Bears. Okay, finish this famous line.
Okay.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. When Darth Vader makes his confession, what does he say?
Luke, I am your father.
Eh.
What?
No, I am your father. It's not Luke, I am your father.
What?
It's no, I am your father.
We've been saying the wrong thing for like 50 years.
It's so bizarre. I can't even explain it. Are you familiar with Pokemon and
yes,
stuff? Pikachu?
Yes.
What color is his tail? Pikachu's tail?
It's yellow with a little a little lightning bolt at the end. It's black or brown.
Most people say there's a black tip on it. It's not. It's just plain yellow.
No, it's not.
It is. I don't know why. I thought the same thing. He had a black tail.
I'm Google facting checking you. This is weird.
This is so bizarre. Like the Mandela effect is real. Let's talk to Alfie. And what is your Mandela effect that you remember one way? Hey, Alfie, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mercedes. My Mandela effect that I remember was growing up, my favorite bag of chips were a Doritos Flaming Hot, and it always had that little fire icon on it. Never could find them again. That icon still lives on in the Hot Cheeto realm, but not in the Doritos realm.
Are we sure it existed? Are you sure you had that?
Yes, they were purple. Like the taste is exactly like the Doritos, like Flaming Hot flavor now. It might have just got a rebrand now in post-2020, but
you're like, wait, did I live that? What happened to it?
Okay, I have one for you.
Okay.
Spell the air freshener Febreze.
Febreze, F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E.
Incorrect. It's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E, not two E's.
There's only one E?
There's only one E.
What?
This whole time I thought it was breeze, like a breeze in the air.
Okay, how about this one? Mr. Rogers. Did you ever watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Yes, I did.
Okay, sing the first line of the song he sings.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Oh, okay, well, you might have that run right. A lot of people think it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh.
But you actually had it right. You remembered that one correctly.
I am
impressed.
Okay.
What about when in Snow White, when the evil queen looks into the mirror, what does she say?
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?
Not quite. A magic mirror on the wall. I know. I'm so like thrown off with all the weird things that I've remembered one way and not the other. Someone just texted with this one. At the end of We Are the Champions, what do they say? This is a two-part text here. We are the champions.
We are the champions. No one can lose. The weight of the world.
Okay, here's the second part of it. They don't say of the world at the end of the song. Okay,
what?
Hold on a second. Let me get this audio in here. Fast forward it to the end.
Of the
where is it?
Of the world. Wait, it has to be in that song.
It
somewhere.
Is in the song. It's in the middle of the song, but I thought it was also at the end of the song.
They need to change it. Queen, rewrite those lyrics.
Of the world. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Chris, you're caller 20.
Woo!
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Who's we? You have someone helping you out this morning?
I do. I have my daughter, Camille, helping me out today.
Hi, Camille.
Hi.
All right. Let's do this. Chris and Camille, we've got the Mega Minute for you. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct, you're going to win these tickets to see the Jonas Brothers. If either one of you knows the answer, just scream it out. Teamwork is the way to make it happen. And yeah, we'll move on to the next question if we hear the correct answer. Are you guys ready to do this?
We are ready.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
On what date is Halloween?
October 31st.
Yes. Which Halloween movie is about the Sanderson sisters?
Hocus Pocus.
Yes. What sport do the Harlem Globetrotters play?
Basketball.
Yes. What is the rapper Eminem's real name?
Marshall Mathers.
Yes. What TV show South Park? The TV show South Park takes place in what U.S. state?
Colorado.
Yes. What group of superheroes uses the catchphrase, "It's Morphin Time"?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes. If it's 3 p.m. in New York, what time is it in Las Vegas?
12 p.m.
Yes. What kind of animal is Baloo in The Jungle Book?
Bear.
Yes. People with celiac disease can't eat food containing what?
Oh, pass.
Jamie Lee Curtis starred in which famous horror movie?
Halloween.
Yes. People with celiac disease can't eat food containing what?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh no!
That's time. You guys had time, but you just didn't know. I don't even simply want to say it, but it's gluten, you guys. You can't eat gluten.
Oh, I said gluten.
Wait, he said gluten?
Wait. You said gluten?
I did say gluten.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, let's
rewind
the tape.
Let's rewind the tape. Hold, please. We did not hear it.
Okay.
Steph is listening to it in her side headphone. Sometimes I don't hear because of technical difficulties.
And let's do it. Let's give it to them.
You got it?
Yes.
You got it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. The judges have deemed you a winner,
wow.
Chris and Camille.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I may have been talking over you when you said the answer. I am so sorry for that. And Chris and Camille, you win. Congratulations. Go on.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Today is World Mental Health Day, a reminder that mental health is something every single one of us has, not just those living with a diagnosis. And this year, the focus is on the emotional fallout after natural disasters, war, public health emergencies, things like that. The World Health Organization says 1 in 5 people going through a crisis will experience a mental health condition. 1 in 5. Think about that. The National Institute of Mental Health shared 5 simple reminders to help us take care of ourselves and each other. 1, Everyone has mental health. It's not the same as mental illness. Two, we can all work to build mental wellness. Three, no one is immune to struggling. Not a single person. Four, you don't need a diagnosis to ask for help. And five, mental health is bigger than just one person.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Even small things like checking in with someone, giving yourself permission to rest, that can make a huge difference.
I've been trying to do better with that and taking care of my mental health when I like a stressful day at work or just any time in my life where I'm feeling overwhelmed. I've been doing my best to do yoga and meditate afterwards. And just that 15 minutes of my day, it changes completely. Like yeah. It feels really, really good.
I've been I don't know if this is something I should admit, but I've been wanting to find a therapist. Like I've just been wanting to talk to someone. I was talking to my husband about this. He's like, well, what do you want to talk to them about? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, you can talk to me. And I'm like, and I know that and I appreciate that. But you are so biased.
Yeah.
You are so pro me. And I appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. But like sometimes I feel like it would just be really interesting to just, I don't necessarily want to like unload, but just like talk, kind of work through why I'm feeling certain things, why I get anxiety so much, like that kind of stuff. So I'm like, okay, where do you start when you try to find someone? So I'm like going through our insurance, like looking, and there's like hundreds of names. Are you just supposed to like scroll and pick that one? Like, I don't even know how. So then I start going on Instagram and I'm like, well, like, you know, are these like legit? I don't know. And mm-hmm. It's just like, where, if you found one, like, how did you find them? I don't know. How are you supposed to even know where to start?
I can't even tell you because I've thought about doing getting a therapist too, and it's not like you have to have, right, like you said, a mental illness. It's really just to help you with your whatever's going on in your life. And what I've heard is like, do you start like generic? Do you want a male? Do you want a female? Do you want some? How long do you want them to be in the practice for? Do you have a specific thing that you want to go for therapy for? Like, I've heard things, although I'm not a pro. Those are just some of the tidbits that I've heard from finding a therapist.
It's so overwhelming, and that just increases my anxiety. And I'm like,
this is supposed to be helping my anxiety.
I know. So if anybody knows, like, tell me how you found yours. Like, I am really curious. I really think that it would help me kind of calm myself down a little bit. But again, I don't even know where to start on something like that. Also this morning, wow, what an announcement. Music fans, this is big. No Doubt is officially reuniting and headlining The Sphere. This is absolutely huge. It's a 6-night run in May of next year. Yes, Gwen, Tony, Tom, Adrian, they're all back together again. The announcement dropped on the 30th anniversary of Tragic Kingdom. I cannot believe it has been 30 years. That's crazy. Gwen says she's excited to create a show specifically for The Sphere, and she calls it a new creative playground. It's also history in the making because this is the first time The Sphere has ever had a female headliner. The dates are set for May 6th, 8th, and 9th. 13th, 15th, and 16th. And the artist presale starts October 15th at 10 a.m. if you sign up by the 13th. I've already done that. So, like, get on it, people. Like, sign up for the artist presale.
I cannot with the Ticketmaster and everything that comes with it.
I know.
I really want to go so bad. And I told you how obsessed I was with the Harajuku girls with her Love Angel Music Baby album. Like, I want to go dressed up as a Harajuku girl. Like, I want to be, my favorite one was, Music. Her name was Reno Nakasone. She's a dancer, and I looked up to her so much. I think I might. I'm more of a Harajuku girl fan than I am a Gwen Stefani fan.
That was my daughter's first concert, Sophie's first concert. I took her to see Gwen Stefani, and fun fact, we got to go backstage and actually meet her, and the Harajuku girls were back there. And so I got a picture of me, baby Sophie, and Gwen Stefani and the Harajuku girls.
Oh my God.
It is the cutest thing ever. I'm going to send you the photo.
Please
it is
do.
So adorable.
Can I Photoshop myself in there?
Yes, absolutely. Finally, this morning, apparently the thirst is real. Robert Irwin, he has been just charming audiences on Dancing with the Stars. Have you been watching it all this season?
Just a little bit of clips on Instagram here
and there. Oh my gosh. So adorable. Just seems like the nicest guy. And now even Chippendales wants him. So the Mail Review reached out to him with an offer to dance, and he was asked about it, and this was his response. That means no Robert Irwin and Chippendales. I'm sorry, no bow tie, no cups for now. So you're just going to have to enjoy him twirling around the ballroom floor week after week.
Him in the even the Calvin Klein of, what was it, the ad or commercial when he was just in his underwear?
Robert Irwin did
yes.
it? What?
Wasn't he like, he was shirtless for something. And I was like, this is not Steve Irwin's son. You could see his six pack and everything. Am I making this up? Is this another Mandela effect.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I saw a preview for some show on Prime the other day called The Girlfriend. Have you seen the preview for that?
Yeah, not yet.
I've been trying to find a new show, and I saw the preview, and the guy in it might be the biggest mama's boy I've ever seen.
Really?
Total, like, red flag. I was getting those vibes. His mom, she's played by, what's the girl's name from The Princess Bride? Robin Wright?
Okay.
Yeah, so she is way too involved, to the point where you know she is going to be like in the middle of every argument, every decision, every vacation plan. But just in full fairness, the girlfriend, she seems to fight back, and she's kind of a nightmare too. So I didn't know if anyone had seen that preview or have watched the show, but it made me think about, like, if you had to pick which is worse, do you think a mama's boy is worse than a daddy's girl? If you had to put them side by side, you know, you've got your mama's boys who mom's in the middle of everything, but then you've got the daddy's girls, and they're the ones, they grew up kind of spoiled, very adored, kind of expect every man to treat them the way that dad did. And, you know, I get it. I don't think I've ever dated a true mama's boy. Honestly, I'm grateful for that. And I don't think I was a daddy's girl, because me and my dad, we butted heads all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was definitely protective, but we definitely butted heads. So which do you think would be harder to deal with in a relationship? The guy who's got mom sitting in the passenger seat of your life, basically, or the girl who expects to be treated like royalty, because that's how it's always been. 702-364-9400. Maybe you've dated one or the other. And was it just nightmare material or not as bad as you thought? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to out myself here. When I was younger, like I would say between high school and college, I was the daddy's girl.
Were you?
I was. I was spoiled. My dad did everything for me. If I wanted to go to Disneyland next weekend, he would be like, okay, how much money do you need? Like, I got my way a lot of the times. He would cook for me and he would ask me, do you want to eat on the couch or do you want to eat on the dining table? I'm like, I want to eat on the couch. Like, I want to watch my shows. So he would literally, he would make my dinner. He would present it to me literally like with a TV tray. And I was the daddy's girl. And I think back on it and I've evolved now and I'm no longer in those ways, but I was spoiled and I got my way all the time.
Did you expect that once you started having relationships? Because I think there's a line. I think that there's nothing wrong with your dad treating you like, you know, like he's your dad and taking care of you. But it's like when you have unfair expectations, you still need to have the expectations. You don't want to lower your standards, but there's a difference between having high standards and being a completely spoiled, rotten person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was dating and I was expecting every guy to open my door, make sure he's walking on the outside of the curb, making sure he's paying for all my meals. Like, I was that at the beginning of dating. I expected them like how my dad treated me to be treated like these guys I was dating. And unfortunately, I learned the hard way.
Oh my goodness.
I had to learn that not everyone is going to treat me like a princess. Not everyone's going to spoil me like my dad did. But I've grown from it. I learned a lot from it. But I think of myself back then, I'm like, ooh, that was probably not a good way to be a daddy's girl.
Is that worse than a mama's boy? We just got this text. It says, I was married to a mama's boy for almost 15 years. She used to go as far as to insist coming on our anniversary dates and sitting between us.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay, Eric, you're on. What's worse, a mama's boy or a daddy's girl?
Oh, daddy's girl all the way. I got to say, I've been waiting for this for a long time, and now I get to vent. Daddy's girls are a whole different breed.
Talk to us. What? Why do you say that? What's your argument here?
Well, I mean, dating one is the absolute worst. You're never going to be good enough for her. You never will be, because she grew up with daddy telling her she's perfect her whole life. And guess what? She believes it. So, you know, if you try to take her to a restaurant, it's got to be the right restaurant, the right table. And your wallet better be wide open the whole time, because daddy would never tell her no. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you feel like it's something that, I want to say, calms down once you're in the relationship? Or do you think once a daddy's girl, always a daddy's girl?
I'm going to go with that. That's my lived experience. I dated this woman for a little while until I realized I wasn't really dating her to like be her romantic prospect. I was like auditioning to be her father replacement.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided to get out of that.
That is probably smart. Interesting. What do you guys think about Eric's perspective? Are there any women listening that you're like, hey, I have standards. This is what my dad instilled in me that I deserve. Or do you think there is a line that you can cross on that? Eric, thank you so much. Let's talk to Tiffany. Tiffany, what do you think? What's worse, a mama's boy or a daddy's girl?
Hands down. A mama's boy. They are a nightmare.
I want to hear the story. You know, everyone has a story, and I can just hear that you have a story, Tiffany. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I thought I was signing up for a relationship. I didn't realize I was signing up for a lifetime membership to his Mama Comes First Club.
Oh, no.
And, you know, and there's no off switch, because she's everywhere.
Like, what? You know, like, she would come through every single thing that happened, she would be a part of?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Every decision had to be run through her. What to eat, where to go, how to fold the laundry, you know? I mean, like, I think some of those mama's boys have to FaceTime their moms just to boil water, you know?
Anyone want to admit that they are a mama's boy or a daddy's girl? And what's your, like, rationale behind it? Did you, in your situation, was it even, like, the conversations that they had with their mom that kind of threw that red flag up?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, it's wonderful to love your mom, but stop comparing everything I do to how she does. Oh, my mom does it this way. Oh, my mom told me we should buy this brand. Oh, my mom makes the best lasagna. Okay, cool. date your mom. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, you're kind of in a third wheel position with her, aren't you, Tiffany?
Did you ever like get in arguments about it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's like I'm not fighting him. It's like I'm fighting her because he's calling her up to tell her what happened. And now she's in it. Like she's co-counsel on the case, you know, and I don't even have a lawyer. You know what I mean? Like he's all lawyered up with his mom.
Would a relationship work if a daddy's girl and a mama's boy got married?
Oh, you know what?
That way the parents, they could have at it and then everyone else could just enjoy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I should have married a mama's boy. You know what? James is kind of like a mama's boy now that I think about it.
Match made in heaven right there. It's Mercedes in the morning. As a local, do you go to the strip very often? Or are you kind of like, I'm good. I go for work and then I leave. Or do you find yourself going down there for certain things? The reason I asked is the LVCVA, they just wrapped up that fabulous 5-day sale, you know?
Yep.
And it brought in a wave of tourists, which is great for the city, of course, but for locals, like, vibe is different. Some gaming experts said that more people are just choosing to go to the neighborhood resorts instead, the Red Rocks, the Durangos, the Boyd properties, because they're just easier. You know, you don't have crazy parking garages, no $30 cocktails, no feeling like you have to spend a fortune just to exist there. And it's true, obviously, the strip has changed. Gone are the days of the cheap buffets and getting free drinks just because you're putting some quarters in.
Yeah.
But do you guys still go down there? Like, is there anything that can get you to the strip? And what is it? 702-364-9400. I just feel like everything's kind of aimed at high rollers and tourists that have really big budgets. So I just kind of feel like I'm not their target audience.
Yeah.
They don't really want me there. So I know that's probably not the case, but what does it take for you to go to the strip these days? And on the flip side, is there something that will still get you down there right now? Like this morning with the announcement of No Doubt doing a residency at the Sphere, I'm going. Like concerts get me down there.
Oh yeah,
concerts will get me there. I hate the fact that the prices are ridiculous, but I'm just like, you know, YOLO. I'm just gonna go down there and enjoy it. So that's the one thing that will always get me down to the strip. What is it for you guys? 702-364-9400.
Something for me that takes me down the strips is games, sports. I will go to games if, for example, knock on wood, I hope the Aces do win tonight and they win it all. But if, for example, if they don't and they go to a game 5 and Sunday's game does happen, James and I are already planning on going.
Yeah, you're like, we're in.
Yeah, regardless how much it costs, how much parking is, how much a water bottle is, we are going to go. Other things I try to think about, too, is like what would really take me down to the strip is if something like a grand opening is coming to Vegas and it's something that I've had before and it's going to be in my hometown now. For example, I'm from San Diego. Lolita's Taco Shop is huge where I'm from. If a Lolita's Taco Shop opens on the strip, I will be there.
That, do you think that that's the type of place that would go on the strip? I feel like that sounds like more of a locals kind of place, like the taco stand.
Yeah.
That's from San Diego, I know. And that I don't know how many locations they have. I just know the one they have up on Rampart and Charleston. And that place has a line out the door all the time.
Well, they have Sayulita's, and Sayulita's is right next to Mandalay Bay the strip. So I'm thinking if, you know, I would say that it is smart for it to be more of an off strip thing, but for some reason it's on the strip. I would go there.
I'm really curious as to, you know, what it is for everyone else. Like, what really gets you to say, okay, we're going to do it. Like, to me, there's a couple of restaurants that I think are great. And if I have family in town, we'll go down there for that. Concerts, you're right. The sporting events. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. This text says, honestly, free parking and cheaper drinks. That's it. I'm not paying $50 just to go grab a burger. This one says, I only go down for concerts. Last time I went just to walk around, I left after 30 minutes. Too expensive. Too crowded. This text says, I live in Henderson. If you want me to go to the strip, you better give me floor seats and comp my parking. The parking is still like a huge thing. And I get it. It's funny when you go to another town, a lot of places you have to pay for parking, but for some reason it just feels wrong here.
I knew coming here, that was a kind of a shocker to me because I would pay for parking everywhere I went, at least in downtown San Diego, but like the suburbs, whatever. But like when you guys would complain about parking, I'm like, that's all we do. That's what we always complain about. There's no complaining about parking in San Diego.
That's a normal like Saturday night in San Diego.
Yeah.
Some people are texting about the Golden Knights games. Did you guys see that they made that new menu for the locals?
Yes, I did.
I thought it was kind of cool. $5.50 for pretzels. I think it's popcorn, soda, bottled water,
nachos.
Yeah. That, like, little things like that. I don't know if they realize how much that means. And some people I saw in the comments are like, $5.50, that's ridiculous. Utah does it for $3. Well, it's Utah.
Yeah.
You know,
we ain't Utah,
baby. It's a little different in that perspective. This one says, I miss when locals actually felt welcome down there. Now it feels like if you're not dropping a ton of money, they don't care. This text says the only time I go is when someone is in town and they want to go. Otherwise, nah, I'll stick to Henderson.
I told you I paid $20 for a Caesar salad, right? On the strip.
Well, let's be honest. Your friend paid $20 for a Caesar salad.
I found a way to pay him back.
I just saying.
But you are right. I ended up going with him to the strip. He asked me what I wanted. I said a Caesar salad. He ended up paying for me. Realized that he actually lost his job a week before, so I gave him the $20 somehow.
Now, please tell me you got that Caesar salad at Caesar's Palace, please.
No, I didn't. It was not there. It was somewhere else. Should I say it?
Well, it's $20, so.
It was at Eataly.
Eataly.
Eataly in Park MGM.
You were close.
Yeah.
You were close to Caesar's.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. It is time to.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sarah, you're caller 20.
Yay! Hey, guys.
Good morning. You are in for these tickets for Louis Tomlinson from One Direction. Let's make you a winner. Your category is checkmate. National Chess Day is tomorrow, so these are all things that are associated with chess, okay?
Okay.
Things that are, do you play? Do you know how to play chess?
I do.
Oh, good. Oh, nice. You're going to get this. 6 and 60 is all we need. Perfect. I love it. Let's do this.
Okay, you guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
These are the players on the front line. They can only move.
The pawn.
Yes. This is the best player to have. She can pretty much do anything.
The queen.
Yes. If I have you in a position where your king can't move, I'm going to call this.
Checkmate.
Not mate. It's just before there is the ability. Check. Yes, yes. This is what you play on. You play on a what? You put the
like a checkerboard.
Not a checkerboard, but a because you're playing this game.
Chessboard.
Yes, chessboard. Sometimes when you go against other people from all over the world, you're playing in a what?
Competition.
Another word for that is like a big. There's brackets. It's a
tournament.
Yes. This is the person you're playing against is your what?
Opponent.
Yes! Yes. Wow, Sarah, and you sound like a chess player because you were just calm the entire time.
Yeah, she was.
Here's me freaking out like, oh my gosh, she's not gonna get this. I'm not. I'm my clues are terrible, and you're like. Chessboard. Like she was.
Yeah.
That is a true chess player.
She's a queen's gambit.
I love it. You won. You got tickets to see Louis Tomlinson.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
Heads up, if you park downtown a lot, starting on Monday, Las Vegas is bumping up parking rates by $1 an hour. That applies to all city-operated parking meters and lots. there's monthly permits that they're also going up starting with the November billing cycle. City officials say this is the first price increase since 2019. And after looking at some of other cities, they decided Las Vegas was actually charging less than average. So they're just doing a little catch up. Meters are now going to run between $2 and $4 an hour, depending on the location. Public lots will be between $2 and $6 an hour, though most are going to stay closer to $2 to $4. There is one small win, though. The free lunch spot parking program in the Arts District, that's actually going to be expanding. Mm. So instead of free parking from 11 to 1, you'll now get an extra hour until 2 p.m. So that's kind of cool. That's Monday through Friday. For comparison, LA's average meter rate is 425. Phoenix is 250. So we're still on the lower end, but it's just going to cost a little more if you go downtown.
Yeah, I was in downtown a few weeks ago for an event right at the Las Vegas Event Center, and the construction there,
bad.
It's really bad. And I can't imagine people driving there at night with all the cones and the road blockages. You know, when you have to go on the opposite side of the road for those closures, I just feel like this is an accident waiting to happen with stuff down there.
Yeah, that's I just feel like that's kind of the consensus for the entire city right now. True. There's all this, like, even the street that we're on Tenaya, sometimes they change it. So it's like, well, you're driving on one side of the road.
Yes.
And I'm like, I get so flustered. So yeah, it's definitely a thing around here.
Yeah.
It just seems like everything keeps being worked on, but never finishes.
When is this going to be done?
No. Also this morning, if you're single and you want to boost your odds, you might want to borrow a baby. There's a new study that says that men are seen as more attractive when they're good with kids. Researchers actually tested it by putting a guy on a bench with a baby and then the same guy on a bench without a baby. And when he was playing with the baby, 40% of women gave him their number. Without the baby, only 12% gave him their number. I guess nothing says desirable like holding a baby and looking like you've got your life together. That's crazy.
That's my brother. When he was like in high school, he would use me to get girls. He would be like, oh, I'll watch Steffi. Don't worry. He would go take me down the neighborhood. He would put me in a stroller and I would be meeting all these random girls and I would be the baby wingman.
You're the baby bait.
Yes, I was, and he got a lot of numbers because of me. I'll tell you that much.
Finally, this morning, Kylie Kelce, she just proved that she has a solid sense of humor and excellent sister-in-law energy. On her Not Gonna Lie podcast, she talked about her favorite tracks of Life of a Showgirl, and she admitted that she likes the song Wood. Now, she also said a couple other things about the song. Oh, this is the song we're playing here. In case you don't know, this is allegedly about Travis and his traits.
His traits.
This is what Kelce said. That's awesome.
Oh my God.
She's all about it. So the song, of course, Taylor's not so subtle ode to Travis. So yeah, she still gave Taylor props. It's good job, Trav. And yeah, women supporting women. And when Taylor was on The Tonight Show the other night with Jimmy Fallon, she said it all really started innocently with this song. And somehow she said it turned into a totally different song. So if you've heard Wood, you know exactly why Kylie needed that moment.
Redwood tree. It ain't hard to see.
Oh, no. Opened my... The clean version is Open My Skies.
let's the radio version.
Let's go with the clean version. Open My Skies. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.